USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's seeing clear signs that his administration's coronavirus strategy is saving countless lives.
But in the midst of all this grief and this pain, we're seeing these signs, and we're seeing them very strongly. And a lot of that has to do with the aggressive strategy in saving so many lives. We're saving so many lives compared to what it could have been.
President Trump posting his daily coronavirus briefing, having it a little bit early on this Good Friday. The president says they've adapted an aggressive policy. Listen up if you're waiting for that coronavirus stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS are launching a web tool to help people who don't usually file tax returns to receive that stimulus check. The site is designed for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. The web tool is located on the IRS's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The main driver of small business stimulus in the CARES Act is contained in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over $349 billion is set aside for loans for small businesses. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the program is working and helping small businesses.
Well, let me emphasize first how valuable at this time I think that Paycheck Protection Program is. As you said, a key concept behind the program is not only helping keep small businesses afloat during this difficult time, but also keeping their employees on payroll, keeping them attached to the company so that when the business is ready, the workers are there, they have jobs, and we can get the economy going again.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says former Vice President Joe Biden is adapting some more progressive policy positions. Sanders also called Biden a decent guy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Idaho Republican Senator Jim Risch is calling for an investigation into the World Health Organization and how it handled the COVID-19 pandemic, going so far as to say he wants to review the United States' financial support for the international organization. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley joins Fox News and says Risch may be onto something.
I think Senator Risch has it right. He wants to do a full investigation. I mean, look at the timeline. You've got December 30th, Taiwan goes and tells the WHO, we believe and have evidence that there's human-to-human transmission. Then you have January 14th. The head of the WHO, Tedros, says, we don't see any evidence of human-to-human transmission. Then you go a week later, and they have an emergency meeting to decide if this is an international crisis. They don't make a decision on that day. Instead, Tedros travels to China to go meet with them. It is a week later when he comes back and says, they decide, okay, this could be an emergency, but you don't need to limit travel and you don't need to limit trade. Yet the president does it anyway, and Tedros criticizes him for doing that. The American people have every right to ask the WHO questions.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.